Peya Yerushalmi, corresponding to Vochim Bavli, Daf Chef. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, on the 11th line, Ugmilas Chasodim. Ugmilas Chasodim, Dichsiv, Roidiv Stoker, Vachesed, Dimsa Chaim, Stoker, Vachovid, Kovid Ba'ilam Hazer, Vachaim, La'ilam Habo. The Mishnah taught that Ugmilas Chasodim, which are acts of kindness, are amongst the things that a person eats from their fruits in this world, and the principal reward is in the next world. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, one who pursues charity and kindness will find life, charity, and honour. Honour in this world, and life in the world to come. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzhak, Havi Nasiv, Shivashte, Vahave Mahadeth Koime, Kalia, Vahave Zewa, Chamile, Mitzvah Min Koime, Amar Chamile Adain, Saba, Eichu, Mavahis Lan, Bekem de Damich, Havatalas, Shoin, Kalin, Vaukin, Vaalma, Nafkas Bras Kala, Vama, the Damuch, Rabishmo Baranachm, Baurizisa, Gamil Chasodim, Nafkun, Gamale, Chesed, Nachses Ish Ishtem and Shmaya, Visavida, Kain Shabasha, Dino, Ben Alse, Le Sibur, Havas Buraise, Amin, Haida Hadain, Saba, the Kamasle, Shabashte. So Rabishmo Bar Yitzhak would take a hadas, a myrtle twig, and dance before the bride. The Bzeir would hide from him as he disgraced himself, saying, "See this sage that embarrasses us by disgracing the honour of his Torah." When Shmuel passed away, there were 3 hours of thunder and lightning, and the heavenly voice came out and said that since Shmuel would do chesed to others, they have to come to do chesed to him. Fire came down from heaven and created a hadas of fire separating between his bed and the people. The people said that it was in the merit of his actions with the hadas twigs. Avaz shamin amna chaveiroi, ksiv, Sumira Asay Toiv Bakat Sholim Vod Fehu, Bakshehu, Bemkoimcha, Vodufu, Vodofehu, Bemokoim Acher. The Mishnah taught that making peace between people also has its principal reward in the next world. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Lamadalad, Pasuk Tezvav, shun evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Seek it in your place and pursue it elsewhere, means even pursue people elsewhere who are arguing and make peace between them. Amar of Tavyumi, Ne'ma Kan Radifa Ve'ne'ma La'alon Radifa, Ma Radifa Shenema La'alon Kovod Ba'olam Hazeh V'chayim Lo'olam Habo, Af Hacha Kein. Rav Tavyumi said it says pursuing here, and it also says pursuing in Mishlei Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph, one who pursues charity. Just as pursuing in Mishlei brings honour in this world and life in the world to come, so too, pursuing over here, when one seeks peace and pursues it, also does the same. With Talmud Torah, the Mishnah listed Talmud Torah, which is Torah study. Rabbi Achia, Rabbi Chia, the Kafa, the Chumin, Chadama Afilu Kol Ha'olam Kulei, Ena Shava L'Dava Echad Shal Torah, V'Chadama Afilu Komet Soisea Shal Torah, Ena Shava L'Dava Echad Min HaTorah. Rabbi Tanchuma, Rabbi Yosi, Ben Zimra, Chadama Ka'ado, V'Chadama Ka'ado. Rabbi Achia and Rabbi Chia of Kfar de Chumin disagree. One said that even the entire world is not worth one word of Torah. The other one said that even all of the mitzvahs of the Torah are not worth one word of Torah. Rabbi Tanchuma and Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra also disagreed in the same way. Rabbi Abba, Avoy, de Rabbi Abba, Maui, B'Shem Rabbi Acha, Kosev Echad Oime, V'chol Chafetzim lo Yishovu Va, V'Kosev Echad Oime, V'chol Chafetzich lo Yishovu Va. Chafetzim elu avonim tevus magolis, Chafetzich elu divay Torah, Dechziv, Ki be'ela chafatzti Na'um Hashem. Rabbi Abba, father of Abba Maui, quoting Rabbi Acha, said, one pasuk says in Mishlei, in Perches Pasuk Yod Aleph, all desirable things cannot be compared to it, and one pasuk says in Mishlei, in Per Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, all of your desirable things cannot be compared to it. Desirable things refers to precious stones and diamonds. Your desirable things refers to words of Torah, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Perektes Pasuk Chof Gimel, for in these things I delight, says Hashem. Alta v'n shalach le Rebbe HaKadosh, chad mi ragle tava, ati mintun, amalei shalach li mila de tava de kavasa, shalach le chad mezuzah. Amalei ma ana shalach li lach, mila de leisla timi, vat shalach li mila de tava, חד פולאו, המלך בצחר וחפצי לא יישארו בו, ולא יועיד אלא שאת שלחס לי מילה דענה מנטלה וענה שלחי לך מילה דעת דמך לך והיא מנת שלך דכסיב ותלך תנחה איסך וגיימא. There was a nobleman called Al-Tavun, and he sent a priceless diamond to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, saying, send me back something that's equally priceless. And Rabbeinu sent him a mezuzah. Artavan sent a message back saying, I sent you something priceless and you sent me something that's worth a small coin. Rabbeinu HaKadosh responded, yours and my desirables can't compare to it, and furthermore, you send me something that I must guard, and I sent you something that guards you whilst you are sleeping, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Vav, Pasuk Chof Beis, when you walk, it shall lead you, when you lie down, it shall guard you, and when you awaken, it shall speak for you. Vmana Shama Kulhoin Minadain Kraya Kilai Davariku Mikem Veta Motoira Kyuchayhem Vekibedaveim Vedawave Tarihu Yomim Vu Gminat Chasodim Aladama Vehavos Shalom Bin Adam Lechaveri. Vmana learned all of the items listed in the Mishnah that their principal reward is in the world to come from the following Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Zayin. For it's not an empty thing for you, this is Talmud Torah. For it's your life, it's referring to honouring one's parents, and through this thing you will lengthen your days. This is Gemilas Chasodim. Upon the land, this is making peace between people. Keneged kulam, as well. Avodah zo minayin hikaris tikaris hanefesh ahi avoyna vo mata melem avoyna vo melamed shehanefesh nichreses v'avoyna vo dechsev ana chata am hazeh chata gedola v'yasu lahem elohei zav. And of course, one to those are four sins that a person is punished for in this world, but the principal punishment is in the next world. And they are idol worship, illicit relations, murder, and lashon hara, which is derogatory speech about another. Idol worship, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Pek Tezvav Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that soul should be utterly cut off, for its iniquity is upon it. What's the meaning of its iniquity is upon it? The soul is cut off, but the sin still remains. And the Pasuk says in Shmois, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, please, this people have committed a great sin, Achata Gedola, they have made themselves a god of gold. And the term great is also used in the Pesukim about illicit relations and murder as well, teaching that the same is true for them as for idol worship, as we say as follows, Gila Arayis Minayin, Ve'ich Ese Ara Gedola Hazois V'chatasi Le'Elohikim. Illicit relations in Bereshis, we find Bereshis Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Tes. Now, how can I commit this great evil, Hara Gedola, and sin against God? And Shvichas Domim Minayin, Ve'yei Mekayin El Hashem Godel Avoini Menasoi. And murder we find in Bereshis in Perek Dalet Pasuk Gimel, and Kain said to Hashem, is my iniquity too great, Godol, to bear? And concerning Lashon Hara, it doesn't say Gadol, nor Gedola, nor Hagadola, it rather says Gedolois, as it says in Tehillim, Perek, Yod Beis Pasuk Dalet, may Hashem cut off all smooth lips, the tongue that speaks great things, Gedolois. This shows that Lashon Hara is equivalent to these three most severe sins. Ksiv, Vayava Yosef Esti Basamra El Avihem, Ma'ama, the Pasuk says in Bereshis Lamed Zayin Pasuk Beis, and Yosef brought evil tales about them to their father. What did he say? Reb Meir Amar Chashudim Heim Al Ivim Menachai. He said, Reb Meir says that they were suspected of eating a limb from a live animal. Reb Yudah Omer Mezalzlan Hein Ubimene Shvachis, V'Nagim Mehen Kavodim. Reb Yudah says they spoke disparagingly about the children of the maidservants Bela and Zilpah and treated them like slaves. And Reb Shimon Omer Noisin Hein Einayim Bimenoisa Oretz. Reb Shimon says they were looking at the local women. Amar Reb Yudah Ben Pazi, Peles ma'azani mishpat la'ashem ma'aseyu kol avnei kis ma'am ha'chashudin heim alayiv menachai amal kodesh boruchu kach ani mechich aleihem shen shrichtin ma'azlin v'yishchtu se'evim v'yitbelu esakotoynes badam. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says that the Pasuk says in Mishlei in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, the balance and scales of justice are Hashem's, all the weights in the bag are his work. Means he said that they were suspected of eating a limb from a live animal, so Hashem said, I will prove from them that they are not suspected of this as they slaughtered, as it says in Bereshis, in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and they slaughtered a kid and they dipped the coat in the blood. Ma'am Mazalzman Hen Rabbi Neshvachoi, Fenagim Hen Ka'avodim, Le'evid Nimkot Yosef, and he said that they were speaking disparagingly about the children of the maidservants Bilhah and Zilpah and treating them as slaves, so Yosef himself was sold as a slave. Ma'am Noisin Einem Bivnoisa Oretz, Ha Duba Mizgari Lach, Batisa Eshis Adonav Esena El Yosef Vigoimim. And he said they were looking at the local women, so the bear, which is Potiphar's wife, was incited against him, as the Pasuk says in Bereshis Lamed Tes Pasuk Zayin, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Yosef, and she said, lie with me.